Well, shall we start?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. I'm apologizing that I'm coming so late, but I couldn't direct the whole pick to that time. We had some more discussions in the communiqué than we had foreseen. But I'm very happy that we have now finished our meeting, and we will shortly issue our communiqué outlining the key points of our discussions. I think you will get it in some minutes if Chris Bennett is coming back. As I said earlier, our discussions have been extremely useful. The main areas of discussions were transition and the reform agenda, in particular those reforms necessary to sign a stabilization and association agreement, SAA, with the European Union. As you were aware, this was the last meeting of PIC Steering Board ahead of the discussion in February next year, when political directors will meet to review their decision to close the office of the High Representative as planned in June 2007. Because of the importance of that, I just want to read now the exact wording about that. It was number 8, I think. Yeah. Preparations for the OHR closure are continuing in line with the decision of June 2006 to close OHR at the end of June 2007, subject to review and confirmation in February. Political directors noted their concern with some aspects of the current situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina and will take into account and assess carefully the situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the region. The international community will monitor the situation carefully and expect the political leaders in Bosnia and Herzegovina to demonstrate their willingness and ability to govern effectively. So that was this paragraph. Yes, European Union. More than 2 months after the 1st of October elections, governments of the state and federation level are yet to be formed, and the reform process is blocked. Political directors also urge Bosnia and Herzegovina's political leaders to focus on the key reforms necessary for the SAA, especially upon police reform, since, as the European Commission pointed out, it will only recommend conclusion of the SAA once there has been agreement on police reform. So I think this message is understood, I hope. The Police Reform Directorate is currently finalizing its report, and political directors believe that the proposal developed so far by the Police Reform Directorate provide a sound basis for real, lasting reform of the police in line with the three EU principles. I think that's known to all of you. The steering board called for constructive talks among the political parties in order to facilitate the work of the directorate and adoption of its proposals. And I will say that we really had offered a lot of compromises in the way technically the report could be done with a minority vote or majority vote. So it is just only transparent that, for instance, the Republic of Srpska or the representative is not agreeing to that paragraph, to that, or to that, and to say what is his proposal and explain it. Then it would be transparent in the report and everybody could support the report. And then that would be a very good base to open the political discussions about the progress made by the technical assessments by the directorate, and then to see how we can solve now by some compromises and some clear and correct interpretations of the three principles of the European Union, because there's also some space for negotiations, and that should be filled then. So it is really clear, and I don't see where, if you see it in this way, why there is such an obstacle. And now the whole weight of the SAA is on the other side. And anybody blocking now this police reform must know that he is the reason for blocking SAA, and if it is not done in certain time now, 2-3 months, then the half year is not any more possible, and it will be delayed to a longer time, and whether it has then to be renegotiated, I don't know. But then one chance, one train to Europe is again missed in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So political directors congratulated Bosnia and Herzegovina on its invitation to join NATO's Partnership for Peace program. They also pointed out that PFP membership brings with it additional obligations and responsibilities. I think this is especially approach to the question of ICTY, because ICTY questions are still pending in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we see that there's a very critical statement by Carla De Ponte, and she had also reasons. Last time I had some talk with her in the last week. The authorities of Bosnia-Herzegovina, especially in Republic of Srpska, must meet the international and Dayton obligations to cooperate fully with the International Criminal Tribunal of the former Yugoslavia. This means playing a proactive role in apprehending all indicted war criminals, especially, of course, Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic, and in dismantling their support networks. We also discussed the importance of constitutional reform to provide the country with an effective structure that would allow Bosnia-Herzegovina to take the decisions necessary to meet the requirements of Euro-Atlantic integration. The steering board continues to stand by the early adoption of the first package of the constitutional amendments agreed by the 6 political parties in March, and this offers a positive first step in longer-term process that will help Bosnia and Herzegovina meet the requirements of European integration. And everybody is saying that he is taking a firm commitment to go further in the second phase, that because there is no solution to the question of the entity votes now in the first package, no on the middle layer, of course, no effective government structure. These things have all to be done very, very quick. And then we get the balance in the whole country to have a systematic, adjusted approach in both entities. In one, you can see, think you can have also more than one own entity there. You can, in the federation, you can have perhaps 3 regions and not 20 or 10 different regions and all around. So there are a lot of possibilities, and they are in the interest of each side, so there is not a real thing, if it is not an ideological point, not to want that there is any consistent plausibility between both parts of the of this country. So this is clear by our discussion and by our mentioning that question in the communique. The steering board also expressed support for both my work and that of the United States to facilitate constitutional reform, and welcomed the commitment of the European Union and the United States to work together to support a further phase of constitutional reform. I think this is also very important, because there were a lot of questions in the time before, many weeks and months. Well, is this a United States project? Is this a European Union project? Are they are doing it together or not? Is there one only for this first package or so? It is clear that we are going together for the first, in favor of the first package, and we are going together then with the next phase. And now we want to have very soon the coalition partners of the new government to see whether we can bring the votes together, but this will be done not by an approach of some talks in the back room for 6 party leaders. It must start immediately in the parliament, where also the second phase is centered, with a strong secretariat, with a availability of scientific advice and all those things, and also, of course, of the discussion with the civil society necessary in that situation. So I think this was a very good clarifying situation, and I'm very happy because we are in full consent with the United States here at this point. Well, I think these were the main points and the main topics. Now, we both are here to your disposal for some questions. There's also what I wanted to say, and perhaps you can say that also, that's a very strong educational point also in the communique. The steering board, the PIC, has focused much more than somebody thought that the question of education is one of the most important for the sustainability of that country, Bosnia-Herzegovina, in the future and for the next generations. If we have schools now with experience for the young people, because I'm a Bosniak and Muslim, and this is a Croat and a Catholic, we have to go to different doors, to different gates, in the same building or in another building, because of that, and they have speaking generally the same language here, then I must say that is an experience for that country that can only disturb the stability of that country in the next generation. And we must think a little bit about that. And I can say from my own experience in Germany, we needed long time to start commissions for school books curricula in France and in Germany, because we had centuries enemy relations, as you know. And then after the Second World War, that was changed because of Adenauer and Schumann and all these politicians after this terrible experience of the Second World War. And then it needed years. They started 10 years later at the end of the war. And they came out now with the books of history between both countries in the same content. And you can see what work is to be done to, I would say, to to see what history has done between both. And then that the teachers are teaching the same to a French young boy and or girl and a German one. This is a question we must now start if it should be for the next generation. And if we don't charge it now, without the people then later on that have the experience of the war, then it's much more difficult again. So therefore, it's a strong thing, and we are very happy about that, because my deputy is very much engaged in this educational work. So, that's it. Now, your questions.
Are you going to use now much more bomb powers than earlier? Since you've got the extension for 4 months, a new job ahead,
I do not change my principles. We only use bomb powers as a last resort, and we have made this change beginning of my mandate in February. So now you can also see how the ownership is taken up by the Bosnians. Otherwise, you would never see it, because they would, after the second or third discussion, there would be the new intervention by pushing the button by the international community, and everybody would say, oh, it's going wonderful. But nobody is seeing what will happen if the international community is not any more present. Now you can see it even if we are present. And therefore the learning curve for both sides, is very impressive. Therefore we have to make the careful assessment till February, whether the ownership is really taken up enough so we can believe in a further process, or it is not taken up enough so we can see that there is a possibility that things are getting more deteriorated than improving. So that will be the question. But my policy to give the ownership to Bosnia-Herzegovina will not at all be changed. But that means also that in the last resort, and there are some areas of last resort, they will see that we are using it. So I don't give the security to anybody to think there is no possibility anymore.
I just want to ask you, did Did we understand well that Serbs in, from Republika Srpska, so from Republika Srpska, didn't want a priori accept any discussion about police reform, or they reject a priori police reform without entering in details of this reform?
No, that is not true. There was a strong statement that they are thinking that there are some differences of opinion and there are some questions they are not in agreement with the directorate, but there was not such a situation we are not able to talk anymore. So that I have not here. But I have not, not
when
seen
you,
that.
When you said that Republika Srpska and politicians from Republika Srpska have to make their objections about paragraphs in the police reform, what did you mean? That they didn't want to do that, or they?
In the moment, they are just only participating physically, mm-hmm. but not contributing.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
We have to make sure. Otherwise,
what is that?
Well, you have a meeting to go on to.
So starting
that's
at five.
That. So we can bring it to an end.
One more question.
Okay, say
me again. You said that one of the messages from the steering board, if I understood it correctly, is whoever opposes to the or blocking.
What was it?
Whoever is blocking the reform of police is blocking the Bosnian path to the EU and the SAA.
Yeah.
What are the consequences for it then? For this blocking?
Consequences: no signature of SAA, stagnating in the road, yeah. and therefore the other neighbors around perhaps are coming quicker to the SAA agreements. Montenegro is have a good start, and Serbia perhaps will have some possibilities to do that then, and Bosnia and Herzegovina will come on the end, and that is in no time is this is a good
we're
result.
Behind.
Yeah, they keep behind, and sometimes the questions are then asked whether they are not any more willing or capable or able to come. So
but
that would be a very wrong discussion in Europe, and that was, of course, also deteriorating the economical position of Bosnia and Herzegovina, because who wants to go to a country that is practically excluded from the road to Europe?
What will happen with the politicians that are opposing to
them? What will happen to them? Well, they will have to take the responsibility to the citizens. And we will make it very clear who had blocked and who not. We must differentiate. We cannot say all the Bosnian politicians are bad. We will never say that.
I think we have to finish.
We're going to have to finish because you have your next meeting coming up.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.